Hey everyone, this is Annabelle Mihangos. Today we're going to be getting into Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson, secret number 4. Now, we already covered secret 1 through 3, and for you to have a good understanding of what secret number 4 is all about, it's a really good idea for you to go and check out secret number 2. There's going to be a card, you know, in this corner or in this corner up here that you can go ahead and check out secret number 2. Secret 2 is talking about the Dream 100. And that plays a big role in the success of taking advantage of this secret, secret number 4, which is work your way in, buy your way in. Now, this secret is all about putting your Dream 100, putting it to work, right? So Russell Brunson breaks this secret down into 3 different steps that you can take to start becoming more effective in your Dream 100 and, of course, start building that traffic source. And the very first step is actually dig your well before you're thirsty. And the whole idea behind this is that build your sources of traffic before you actually need the traffic. And I know this is counterintuitive because I've made this mistake myself multiple times. And I know I have some friends that are building their businesses right now that they've made the mistake too. Considering how I myself have been a solopreneur for all pretty much the majority of the time that I've been in the entrepreneurship community, I've built and I've tried to build businesses on my own. And in doing so, I've put a lot of my attention in building like a business plan, building the structure, building the systems behind the business, and not so much on actually marketing the businesses. So that has been a big downfall. And I know for a lot of people that have teams already, is actually placed to their strengths because now everybody knows their role. And as you know, if you've read Dotcom Secrets or Expert Secrets or just been involved in the ClickFunnels or Russell's community, you know how Russell loves telling stories, right? So Russell tells us the story in step number 1, which I'll just show you right here. He basically tells us how ClickFunnels came about, how Todd Dickerson and Dylan Jones, they were the people in charge of building the software, actually programming all the lines of code and all that fun stuff. But Russell couldn't code. But he knew his role. He knew that he had to build a base of users before ClickFunnels actually launched to the public. And how was he going to do that? He went out and built his Dream 100. He built a long list of people. I believe the number that he gave in this chapter about that he had, not Dream 100, but like Dream 736, something like that, some insane number. Basically, he built this long list of people that he was ready to reach out to at a moment's notice so that way he knew that these people had already built an audience. These people already built an audience that he wanted. He knew that those people in their audience, they would potentially be interested in using the platform ClickFunnels. That leads into the second step, which is actually work your way in. Now that you have built your Dream 100, if you can see that right there, now that you've built your Dream 100, what do you do with it, right? What do you do? Working your way in is all about reaching out to your Dream 100 and seeing what you can do to present your information, your value to their audience and ethically bring them over to your audience, to bring them into your culture and so that you can introduce your value to them. That's the whole idea. And Russell, in explaining about ClickFunnels and the come up of ClickFunnels, he mentioned how after he built this long list of these influencers, he reached out to them and offered to give them ClickFunnels for free. So that way, if they enjoyed the product, if they enjoyed the service, they enjoyed the benefits and value that ClickFunnels had to offer. If they enjoyed it, they can then share it over to their audience. So this is the whole idea of working your way in. It's not easy. Not everyone on your Dream 100 is going to be telling you yes. But by reaching out to them, you're putting in the work. It's going to take a long amount of time, but they're going to start building that credibility, that reputation. And in doing so, you're leveraging their credibility and reputation. So in this specific step, it's step number 2. I think I already showed it to you, but I'll show it to you again. He basically talks about how you can go ahead and work your way in. How is it possible that you're going to be reaching out to these people? Especially if you're kind of an unknown person right now. You're starting to get into some market. You're starting to get into an industry and no one really knows who you are. You don't really have any credibility. You don't have any reputation. You don't have any influence in that niche. So how do you go about building that credibility? And of course, taking advantage of the Dream 100, but more specifically, how do you even approach your Dream 100 if they have no idea who you are? Like for example, if you wanted to interact with Tony Robbins, it would be extremely difficult. So instead, what Russell recommends in step number 2 is actually following all their social profiles, subscribing to their email newsletters. If possible, buy some of their products, buy some of their services, so that way you can become immersed in their culture. And once it does come to the point where you have a few seconds, a few minutes to interact with them, you already know what's going on in their lives. You don't want to randomly meet with them on some random day. And then you have absolutely no idea what they're doing for the community. You have no idea what value they're putting out there. You don't know what products or services they're putting out there. You want to have some kind of familiarity with them so that when you do approach them, when you do talk to them, you have an idea of what kind of communication you're going to be having. And more importantly, you want to make sure that you talk about them, not so much about you. You want to talk about them because that increases the rapport and that builds a great communication and that leads to a great relationship. So one of the questions that does come up at this point is, considering how you have your Dream 100, you reach out to all of them, but not everyone's going to be saying yes. What can you do about all those people that say no or just don't respond whatsoever? That leads into step number 3, which is buy your way in, traffic that you control right here. Now, one of the things that Russell talks about is how, very first thing is that buying your traffic is not necessarily the best form of obtaining traffic. And the reason for that is because it's not a strong relationship that you're going to be having with these people. It's pretty much just an interruption that you're doing. You're paying for your ads, for your content to be put in front of them. And that's kind of intrusive. Of course, some people are going to be buying in. Some people are going to be opting in. But for the most part, it's not really a strong relationship that's being built. That's why he puts a lot of focus in building the relationship, working your way in. Step number 2, put focus on that first. And then once you have the financial resources, go into step number 3, which is buying your way in. Now, this leads into the Dream 100 too as well. And the reason for that is because if they say no, if they don't respond at all, you can still pay to have your content put in front of the eyes of their audience. Like for example, Tony Robbins, he most likely has no idea that I exist right now. So if I reach out to him, send him a DM on Twitter or send him an email or something like that, there's a very little chance that he's gonna respond to me. So instead, I can just pay to have my content, my ads, be sent over to his audience, and then that way I can make sure that his audience sees my content as well. Now the whole idea about this, it still goes back into play about the things that I said before about how ads aren't necessarily the best way to build relationships. My goal is still to build a relationship with Tony Robbins and get to that point. Russell actually talks that it took him 10 years to build a relationship with Tony Robbins before being able to be put on his Facebook. That's Tony Robbins right there, and that's Russell. He was out promoting one of his books. I believe it was Expert Secrets. And so it took Russell 10 years to get to that point. So I can expect 10 years for my relationship with Tony Robbins to be built over the course of 10 years as well. So instead of waiting 10 years to promote my content, my value to his audience, I can just pay to send my content over his way to his audience as well. So that's basically the summary of what secret number 4 is all about, working your way and buying your way in. Once you have built your Dream 100 all out, you can reach out to them, send them your content for free. It's like, for example, Russell, he sent a copy of .com Secrets and Expert Secrets to his Dream 100 for free. So that way, if they like the book, they can go ahead and talk about it to their audience. So it's a great way. If you have a course, if you have a book, and you want to reach a greater audience, send it to your Dream 100 for free so that they can read it and review it. And of course, that's working your way in. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. It may be a pain and frustrating at first, but it's extremely impactful once you actually start developing those relationships with those people in your Dream 100. And then you can start going off of their podcast. You can go onto their podcast. You can go onto their Facebook. You can go onto their YouTube with them to leverage their credibility, leverage their reputation, and bring some of their audience members into your culture. And of course, buy your way in. You can buy ads, you can pay ads to push your content, your ads to their audiences. And it's a lot easier. Of course, it's gonna cost a lot of money. And for a lot of people, especially startups, they may not have the financial resources to really push all this content out at a repeated and frequent basis. So put your focus in building a solid foundation into building solid relationships with your Dream 100 so that you can leverage their credibility, leverage their reputation, and reach their already built audiences. And as the financial resources come into play, then you can go ahead and tap into buying your way in and then paying for ads. So thank you so much for joining me on this video, the Traffic Secrets series by Russell Brunson. If you want to pick up a copy of Traffic Secrets so you can study all these concepts that are in here, there's gonna be a link in the description so you can pick up a copy for free. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling. Or you can go on Amazon and pay for the retail price, which on the back is actually says $26.99 if you can see it right there. So it's completely up to you. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. Make sure to subscribe to the channel so that you can keep up to date with all the episodes in the series. And until next time, have a fantastic day.